This morning, we're going to be talking about what it means to be a giver. We're going to talk about self-care. We're going to talk about all of the things, giving from the overflow instead of from an empty vessel, all of those good things. So thank you for joining us. Danny, would you like to get started? Or yeah, you want to jump right in?
Sure do. Okay. So this time of year, especially, it's a season of giving. And it's also a season of receiving because everyone's buying gifts, sending cards, you know, doing acts of service and kindness. And myself, givers can tend to feel like if they don't have something to contribute, or if they are tired, or if they are not 100%, whatever that looks like to each individual, we tend to retreat because we don't feel like we have something to offer the space, or we have less than usual to offer the space. So we'll pull back and then isolate until we feel we can be a contribution again. And I've definitely found this with myself as well. And we love giving. It fills us up. And we also get to look where that comes from. Self-limiting beliefs, you know, childhood stuff, all of that where, you know, we felt at some point that we had to be a contribution to be enough, to be worthy, all of that. So those tabs are open. Those stories are running. And even if you're aware of them, they pop up like a little spam. Boom. So then also what this really hit for me this year. So this is very near and dear to me, that givers tend to push away other givers because receiving is uncomfortable. I'll speak for myself. So I'll say all this is about me. And then maybe some of y'all out there will be like, oh, snap. Same here. So receiving is uncomfortable for me. And if you are a friend of mine and you've ever even given me a card, you know, I just bust out crying because I don't know how to deal with it. And I'm so grateful, but I'm like, this is so awkward. So receiving is uncomfortable physically, mentally, all, I get the full body sweats. It's very attractive. So that tends to eventually push other givers away. So then when a giver is in need, in actual need, it feels like, or we've created this scenario for ourselves that we aren't surrounded by a lot of givers that want to jump in and really help us out. No matter how uncomfortable it is for us, it's also a need that we have. And I'll say I felt this past year just when my mom died. I was really shocked at what I perceived as a lack of support from some really integral people in my life. Then again, it's always self-reflection. There's always, okay, so how was I showing up? Like, you know, what is my accountability here also that they would not feel inclined to come and support me? And yeah, so it's like a cycle. So we want to give and give and give, and then receiving makes us uncomfortable, and then we push the givers away, and then we need someone and there's no one to give. That's a self-sabotage cycle.
I mean, I think that you're bringing up some really great points, and I'm totally going to, there's a couple questions that I have to pose to people too. I totally make up that if you're a strong personality and you give and give and give, most people probably don't even realize that we have dips and want it returned. My relationship with you is that you're so strong and you're always very, like, you are giving and you're very upbeat and all of that stuff. So if I didn't know you personally and talk to you on, you know, almost a daily basis, it would be really difficult on the outside to even see if you needed anything. So I bet that people just don't even take the time to check in with people. And I think that was something during the pandemic where I saw a bunch of people on Facebook check in with the strong ones because they're probably not okay.
I feel that meme every time it's posted, it hits me.
Yeah. And as far as like the receiving, so here's a really great question. And is it receiving across the board, or is it receiving in certain situations? Because I'm asking because I just had a situation this weekend happen and I got super uncomfortable receiving, and receiving in general is also like awkward for me as well. But I also know that there's a time and place where I get to receive because I do want to have that cycle of giving and receiving. And I know that students want to acknowledge me, but the weekend was over and I was ready to hit dance music. It's over. And then someone grabbed the microphone and was, no, come here. We want to acknowledge you. And I got even more uncomfortable than I normally get because I was not like a full body ready for it. Yes. So does that happen to you too? If like I can receive when I know I'm mentally prepared.
For sure. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Words of affirmation is my love language. And yet when people start saying nice things to me, I'm like, pull my skin off. I'm like, oh God, like it's so uncomfortable. It's such like an inner turmoil.
It's so weird. I know. It is so weird. And I know that it's part of the cycle of abundance. I mean, I know, you know, even when we talk in transformation about being a giver or paradigm giver, part of that natural flow is to be able to receive, whether it's words of affirmation or gifts or energetically receive or whatever it is, like, you know, fill in the blank. It really is interesting how if it sprung on me, I'm like, breathe. Yeah. Breathe. You're going to get through this. You're going to just let them do this because I know that it's meaningful. I talk about this in the training. Like if you can give, and this is a perfect example for you too, because I know that you love to give compliments, give gifts, give your time and energy and effort and all of that stuff. And then not to be able to fully allow someone else to give to you is in the training, we say shifts into being a taker rather than a receiver. And I know that's not either of our intentions. So it is something that I actively work on, but it's just so interesting.
Yep. Again, that self-awareness, I'm always in the question of how am I showing up? How am I showing up? And I do realize that I am not being giving when I am taking away the chance for someone else to be a giver, because if someone took away my chance to be a giver, I'll be pissed. So
yeah. I wonder if it ties into the level of self-care that happens for an individual. I know that I've been really, really busy this month with trainings and traveling and all of the things, holiday, all of the stuff. So I wonder the amount of awkwardness somehow, the more awkward I am has to do with my cup not being full.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Totally does. Absolutely. Wow. That's so true because I freely admit it's not a thing that I prioritize unless I'm intentional about it. And wow. Absolutely. Yeah. The more full my cup is, then the abundance thing, it's like, well, I'm already feeling so much goodness, so much support, so much love that like extra on top, it's like the sprinkles on the icing.
Then we're like
on
vibing. Top.
Yeah. And then it's, yeah. But when I'm feeling depleted or I don't have enough to contribute. Yeah. Ooh.
Bringing it back to the original topic is what are you doing during the holidays to implement self-care so that you can authentically be a giver when you're around your family, when you're around the holiday parties, when you're around all of that stuff, because we're super getting right into that now and showing up to places authentically versus showing up as a martyr, showing up begrudgingly, you know, and all of those things probably does have to do with the level of self-care. And there's no reason not to have self-care. I mean, I know it's busy and I know typically people are out shopping or doing all of the things for other people, but are you taking time, even going shopping? Are you stopping and getting the Starbucks you want? Because that could be a form of self-care. And are you doing things and can you reframe the things that you're doing to be intentional self-care instead of just getting a Starbucks? Can you center yourself and go, you know what, this is going to be my treat for this afternoon instead of just unconsciously doing some stuff? Where are you already doing things that you can consciously choose to step in and see as self-care? Because that could be a big thing for people.
Sure. Wow. Yeah. I've had a conversation with so many people this time of year and previous years, and I'm sure myself included, that if there's a party to go to or, you know, and it's at someone's house and I'm like, oh, well, I don't have like a present to give them or I don't have something to bring that is clearly not from a thrift store. So it's almost like that uncomfortability, like, do I even deserve to go? So it's a whole internal thing. So, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. What is it stopping you from doing and experiencing?
Yeah. And so then there's another good thing too, because then there's more limiting beliefs and unworthiness about even getting a gift from a thrift store or supporting some local people. It doesn't have to be a big thing. In fact, it's so funny that you're saying thrift store, because a little side note here, my sister and I, she came up with an idea that she heard it somewhere and she was like, do you want to do this? This seems so much fun. I was like, okay. And it literally is, you have a $20 limit and then you go to a thrift store and you find new items at the thrift store. So, and then you make a little gift basket of whatever the new items are. So who knows what that's going to be like, but it's more in my brain, it's a treasure hunt. Oh, and so we're going to do that. And it's just like a $20 limit, but it's just really about having fun with her in mind or her having fun with me in mind. Who cares what the end result is?
I love that.
So reframing things so that we don't put so much emphasis on material things especially at the sake of our own mental health and emotional, spiritual, physical, you know, all of the things.
Yeah.
If you're listening, what are you doing to have self-care during the holiday and, you know, check in with yourself? Because it is the season of giving, but where are you giving from? Because again, I say it all the time, you know, you can't give from an empty cup. We want you to be giving from the overflow. But in order to do that, like, you get to really take care of yourself first. So what are you doing? What are your practices? Did you stop your practices? Because it is the holiday season and we have this unconscious thing that clicks, like, after Thanksgiving, everything's like, go, 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 go. Are you taking time? And if you are, what are you doing? Put it in the comments. That's the question today. Anything else on this topic? Any last wrap up thoughts? I would love to hear what people are thinking, because I think it's such a great topic. And fill up your cup. Let us know how you're doing that and all of that good stuff, because you matter and you get to take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to?
Amen.
I think that's it. So yay, short and sweet today.